The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The closest known relative of the ancestors of limbed animals likely evolved the foundation for rear legs even before the move to land. New research shows a key step in the evolution of hind limbs happened in fish, challenging previous theories that such appendages evolved only after the move to land. Scientists investigated fossils of a 375-million-year-old fish known as Tiktaalik rosiae, discovered in 2004 in northern Canada, Ellesmere Island. This ancient creature was undoubtedly a fish, possessing gills, scales, and fins. However, it also had features seen in modern tetrapods, four-limbed creatures like amphibians, reptiles, birds, and mammals, such as a mobile neck and a robust ribcage. This makes it the best-known example of an intermediate between finned animals and limbed animals, marking the evolutionary leap from water to land for vertebrates. In the fossils, the scientists discovered the rear portion of Tiktaalik, which contained hips as well as partial pelvic fin material. This made a direct comparison of the front and rear appendages of the animal possible.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.